And the intention is, from a biblical perspective, now listen to me, from a biblical perspective, God uses your work, your day job, and your resources to further His purpose in the world. It's called a vocation. Now, many times whenever I am speaking with couples, especially young couples, that are wanting to get married, and I'm talking with them, one of the things we talk about is finances. Now, finances are one of the biggest problems, if not the biggest problem, in most marriages. Most issues arise, even inappropriate behavior, many times because of financial issues. And so one thing I always tell them, I said, you know, if this, especially a young couple that's not well established yet, I say, you have got to understand what you were created for, and then you need to do it. It doesn't matter what the income is, you have got to decide what God created you for, you to do, you personally, what your personal mission is in this world, and you've got to do that. And typically they get around to, well, why is that? And I say, well, most people get into financial difficulties because they're not happy. And when they're not happy, they buy things, many times borrowing money to purchase them, to get happy. You follow me so far? So they don't get happy by having that, and so they get more. And they get more, and they get more, and most of us don't live in Hollywood and have a bottomless pit for a bank account. And most of us get in financial duress, and that creates relational problems, that associates many problems in our marriages to that very thing. Now, let's back up to that premarital conference. If they find what they are created to do, and they start doing it, yeah, their income may be less, but they are going to have a deep, heartfelt joy because they're doing exactly what God created them to do. And they don't need to buy and borrow and buy and borrow and buy and borrow, right, to be happy. Why? Because they are happy. And when you're happy with yourself, you tend to be happy with your spouse, don't you? You tend to be happy with your kids. When you're proud of yourself and what you've accomplished and what you're doing, you're happy with everybody else. So maybe if you're angry with everybody else, maybe that is a lesson in and of itself as well. So that's what we're talking about today, that God uses your work, your day job, and your resources to further His purpose in the world. It's called a vocation. When we know that God used Nehemiah's work to rebuild the Jerusalem wall, and from today's scripture, we can see that he is going to get some resistance in accomplishing his goal. Let me ask, has anyone here ever experienced resistance? Anyone? Hey, that shoulder's still working. Praise Jesus. All right, yeah. Sorry, I'm just teasing. Most of us, I think, in some form or another, have experienced resistance in trying to accomplish the goal that God has established for us. Now, I'm curious, as we consider our own work, and I have three questions that I would like to begin with today. First, what is our work? What is our vocation? Second, why do we work? And third, who are we working for? Who are we working for? So that's what we're going to be looking at today. So let's start with the first one. What is your vocation? There's a passage in the book of Exodus that Moses wrote that gives us an insight into that work and what work is all about. And it says this, "The Lord has given them special skills as jewelers, designers, weavers, and embroiderers. They excel in all the crafts needed for the work." You know, when I look around this room, I wonder how many different vocations are in this room. And as we think about those vocations, and now when I think about this, I'm thinking of the children too, the youth. Maybe they're still searching what their lot in life is. Maybe they're still searching what God created them for. But in the grand scheme of things, they are going to make a big difference in God's kingdom. Amen? So as I think about all the vocations represented in this room, I wonder, the next question I had in my mind was, Where do the skills and wisdom come from to do those occupations?